This is Being Awesome with Rob Springer.
Run it through Babblefish. This is Being Awesome, the podcast about loving Transformers and having fun. I'm Rob, and I'd like to take a minute to talk to you guys about Master Shooter Collectibles. If you guys go over to our Facebook page, you'll see the newest item there. Obviously going to have it. TFCon USA here in a month or so. And it is a super rad one. It is a preview of their new toy, which is why I just said run that through Babblefish. And it's a play on Safety Megatron, the Lava Bath Megatron that I believe I talked about here last time or so. That looks really rad. It's using their Megatron-based Master Shooter figure mold, and it looks great. It's in orange and blue, and I want it. It looks awesome. So I hope everyone that goes swings by that booth and picks one up, because it looks like it'll be just a thing to stick on your... I was about to say one of your Star Screams, but instead I'll say put it on one of your Megatrons. That way it's like, because you know the Titans Return Megatron. Sure, his Titan Master says its name is Nucleon, but it's clearly Megatron. So it's Megatron with his head as Megatron, and he could be holding Megatron. Think about that for a second. The guy's just so full of himself, he just wants to be his own partner everywhere he turns. Yikes. Well, yikes, stripes, fruit stripes, gum. Let's jump over to Q&A. The Q&A portion of the show is fed from a thread at Talk Transformers, the absolute best place to talk Transformers on the internet. It's a group on Facebook. You could go join, enjoy the conversation, and every so often I'll post this thread looking for questions, looking for comments, and looking for talking points. This week's question comes from my main man, Anthony Baker, who goes on to ask, is there an obvious gimmick you feel could be a... Pardon me. That was our seasonal allergies saying hi. Anthony Baker goes on to ask, is there an obvious gimmick that you feel could be perfect for a Transformers toy line or story that has not yet been used? And if so, what is it and why has it not been used? That's a good question, because they're recently kind of returning to the gimmicks I wanted to see come back. I was really wanting Pretenders to come back, and that kind of sort of is what they're doing with the Prime Masters and Power of the Primes, with the little Prime Masters in their shells. And I love Power Masters, and Prime Masters are basically that, you know, they're the little dudes just kind of go inside the bodies like a Power Master would, instead of, you know, Power Master just kind of snapped on, you know, these kind of go inside and hide a little more, but it's kind of the same idea. Yeah, that's a good question, because right now, what haven't they done? I guess Target Masters would be great. You know, Master Shooter does Target Masters, and they're really good. You know, that's the kind of thing I'd like to see. Although, I guess Titan Masters... In Titans Return, their little partner vehicle things turned into guns, so they did that too. So that's a really good question. I think, man, at this point, what can they bring back? Because you won't think like, say, sparking toy gimmicks, but I don't think those would pass safety law regulations anymore. You know, they did a whole series of combiners. And combiners are seemingly returning for Power of the Primes. And Rid currently has some sort of combining gimmick. Man, that's a good question. Because they just kind of brought back everything already. I think... I'm trying to think, because I'm like looking at toys, trying to think of a gimmick they haven't really brought back recently in some shape or form. Man, You know what would be really neat? You know those late G1, I guess the Japanese G1 toys that were like kind of fancy bases for MicroMasters? Like, you know, Star Convoy was all great and good, but his third mode was that base that you could put MicroMasters on, and it had like motor, it had like this motorized belt that you could like launch a MicroMaster down a ramp. And then he had those transports for MicroMasters that you could, they're like little buses that you'd put the MicroMasters in and stick them in there, and he would launch them, you know. And then like Sky Gear, he could carry those little transports and stuff. And, you know, just thinking about MicroMasters in general and their bases. And Cyberverse is on everyone's mouth right now because of the new cartoon coming up, which makes me think of the prior use of Cyberverse, which was, you know, Legends and Legions with vehicles and stuff. Titan Masters kind of had a return to playset style play with the city guy, with the larger bots that could turn into cities. And, you know, Fort Max and Tripticon and stuff, and their little, the way they interacted with the toys. So I want to say play sets, even though they kind of already have done that, haven't they? I'm thinking, you know, with Power of the Primes, stuff's getting kind of leaked out a little bit here before we really know anything. In fact, HasCon's next week, and I'm sure they'll show some more Power of the Primes stuff there. And I'm also kind of wondering, you see, they showed some hints here and there, well, leaks here and there of what looked to be the Cyberverse toys, where it could be, where they're kind of more simpler figures of the classic guys, or your standard traditional Transformers and their classic looks. You know, totally conjecture here that that's what's going to be, even though it's everywhere you look. But, you know, thinking, seeing some of those leaks of those Cyberverse guys, you know, they look kind of simplified. They look like they're either Legion-sized toys or slightly bigger, simplified toys. And I almost want to say, I think, even though it hasn't really went anywhere recently, I think using those simplified toys, I cannot say simplified, those easier toys, like what the Cyberverse guys look like they're going to be. I think working those guys into play sets would be a cool thing that I'd like to see. Because, you know, Power of the Primes is just full of gimmicks that I wanted to see return anyway. And here they are. So I can't say those because it's happening. And even though play sets haven't really went anywhere, and they've been around kind of consistently the past year or so, I think if those more simple, like that Grimlock that's been leaked out there, and that Megatron that's in that picture with the Predaking, if that's Cyberverse toys, I'd like to see a little bit of that original Cyberverse come back into play. You know, like, it'd be cool to see that Megatron that's obviously a Legion or a slightly bigger Legion-style figure with that tank that the Action Master Megatron had. And it could maybe convert into like a, you know, those Action Master bases were kind of weak. It was just looked like a wrecked car with guns hanging off of it. But that sort of thing, I think, would be great. Because, you know, in Cyberverse, like, say, what was that? The Starhammer Wheeljack ship? That was a cool little thing to put a couple of little Legion figures in. Or in Dark of the Moon, the Cyberverse Arc toy was a cool little jet to put guys in, and then unfolded in sort of like a little playset. I think that would be great. You know, Titan Master bases were kind of just MicroMaster style bases, but Cyberverse was almost like G.I. Joe type play with figures and vehicles and stuff. I think that would be cool. Just, you know, you got this cartoon coming out. We don't really know much about it other than all signs point to it being very traditional, you know. It's kind of at the point where if it's not that, it's going to be like, the hell? I don't know. Maybe just run it through Babelfish, but I'm the only one that knows what's going on in my mind here. But I think it's pretty obvious with all this G1-ish looking stuff all over, that's kind of the direction they're going. And if those simple figures are the line, which would make for a good little peg of figures next to the generation stuff, I think, yeah, having like that cool play set for them to work in would not only be great for the kids, but, you know, us weirdos like me who like cool and interesting things would find it neat. And, you know, they could do a homage to old stuff while still doing new things. And yeah, I think, like, just imagine if the, you know, you got the Optimus Prime figure. It's a simple style figure. But then they put out a play set that's really similar to that Action Master vehicle Prime had in Action Masters, the truck that kind of turned into a... What did that turn into? I forgot. It turned into a something. And they could do that. And it could come with like a repaint of that Prime toy, like either in slightly different colors or metallic colors or something. I think that would be awesome. I don't know if it'd be a hit. I'd like to think it would be a hit just because, you know, that just screams cool kids toy. And, you know, you look at Star Wars toys and you look at, I said Star Wars toys, and you look at other action figures, like, crap, look at Lego. I mean, those are like basically action figures and play sets that you assemble, you know. Obviously, kids like that sort of thing. So I think that could take off really well. So if there's a gimmick I'd like to return, I'm going to play the current way that they do gimmicks, and by kind of mixing and matching them and calling it something new, I'd like to see those vehicle pattern play sets from Action Masters return to be used with either Legion style figures like they were in, you know, Cyberverse did just kind of do what I said. You know, those cool transforming vehicles from Action Masters with transforming figures was Cyberverse to begin with. So I guess just the new version of Cyberverse aping the old version of Cyberverse is what I would like to see, because that just sounds cool to me. So that's it right there. Everyone send me Prime Masters. I've been thinking the past few days about how many Prime Masters I want to get. Like, I was excited for the possibilities, and it just keeps crossing my mind. I'm like, man, I brain farted. Just, man, that looks great. Like, all this stuff that's leaking out to come out looks like it'd be a really good time. So I'm excited for it. Well, guys, HasCon is next weekend, so I hope everyone going has a good time. Me? I'm fixing to go run to Target and grab the yellow Metal Defender Voltron line so I can finish building my Metal Defender Voltron. I've been buying a lion at a week to make him, just to, you know, to have the gift set for the Metal Defender Voltron that I've been wanting, and I decided to, instead of buying that big gift set for like $70, since the exact same toy is available individually, just do that. And the gift set's like $70, and buying them individually, you know, they're $15 a lion, works up to like, what, $75? So it's like paying a few dollars more for a easy payment plan, kind of, to build this guy. But it also gives me time to individually spend with each lion before I stick them together. And right now I've got Voltron built except for that yellow lion. So I'm going to run out to Target and grab that before I enjoy the rest of this Labor Day weekend here, getting some downtime. Last weekend, you know, I just bailed out. I couldn't do an episode. I wanted to, and I just stared at the microphone, not sure how I was going to do an episode. So I ended up just kind of, Kilby, dude, I just can't make one. I don't know why. I'm just out of gas right now. So, hopefully, I don't do that again. I actually had like about 7 false starts trying to start this episode here. So, I've mentally decided to keep Being Awesome a little shorter for the time being, just to deal with my overall brain fartiness I've had lately. So, hopefully, the show doesn't suffer for it. And hope you guys enjoy the kind of new direction. I mean, the show was only like 20, 30 minutes to begin with. Sometimes I'd go 40. So keeping it around 15, 20 minutes, maybe not the biggest deal in the world. But guys, everyone, thanks for listening. Being Awesome, the podcast about loving Transformers and having fun, is part of the Radio Free Cybertron network of shows. And you can find us all at tfradio.net for shows and showtimes. And please, please, please check out those Amazon links. Just an easy way to help support the network without doing anything other than shopping at Amazon. I'm Rob, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at RoboRobSpringer. If you maybe run that through Babblefish, I don't know, he'll find it. And since you're finding things online, do they even make Babblefish anymore? Don's weird. But since you're online, go to zonebase.org. That's my personal site, and it is all ready to go for Halloween. I've just been having a ball ever since launching my Halloween version of the site. I did it last year for its first Halloween, and it's pretty much just my weekly spotlights were replaced with spooky spotlights that were just the monster guys. And this year I've been going nuts, and it's only been a few days, so go there. Well, thanks everyone for listening. I'm going to go see if Babblefish is still working. And I will be back next weekend. You guys have fun at HasCon. The worst thing about taking a week off of doing this show is I completely forget how to end the show again. So I'm going to push stop now. Thanks everyone for listening. Hope everyone enjoys Labor Day. Let's go get a pizza. Bye.
This has been Being Awesome with Rob Springer. Transform, see the future.